You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fun and enlightening episode of Ask Drone You. I am still fired up from the whole North Carolina thing, but my name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. It's actually kind of fun when you get fired up.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say. Actually, I've had people come up to me and be like, I love it when you get mad. Like, wow, okay.
It's kind of like watching a train wreck. Hoping that nobody hoping that nobody gets hurt, but you just can't help but watch.
I wonder what Bill English would say to that.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I hope he would emphasize the hoping nobody gets hurt part.
He would be like, we're after you crash, so all I can do is tell you what happens after the crash.
Yeah, everybody was fine.
Anyway, thank you for joining us. If you haven't left us a review, please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify, wherever you download podcasts, which I found out that people are downloading our show from Spotify, actually, quite a lot.
Cool.
So anyway, we are here today, and we're taking a question from our good friend from San Diego, who is at our in-person mapping course. Good news, we've got a bunch of mapping courses actually coming up. The next one is going to be in a very, very unique location in Las Vegas, Nevada. After that, we are going to Orlando and Dallas. So if you want to join us for a mapping class, it is 3 days long, and it is different from other photogrammetry processing classes. I know that the other drone schools are doing drone mapping classes. One of them is on drone deploy and how to use drone deploy. And I think that drone deploy is actually doing a really good job at confusing the market, because there are acquisition-based applications for photogrammetry and there are processing-based applications for photogrammetry as well. And it's really important to know that there are many different applications that you can acquire data and many different applications to process data, and different applications do have varying uses and purposes, depending on the niche deliverables you wish to provide. But if you want to join us for a class that focuses not only on processing, but also takes you to unique locations to map complex things and understand the science behind photogrammetry, then you're not going to want to miss the next drone mapping class that we have. It's really amazing. These classes have really turned into experiences, Rob. Last class we finished all of our mapping missions and we decided we were going to go map something really difficult. So we went for a little adventure and mapped a lighthouse. And let me tell you how much fun that was.
That's cool.
My favorite comment was from a beachgoer who was like, I just see these 12 guys kind of dressed up with black cases. And it was just like the men in black walking up. And then all these drones take off and everyone's wondering what's going on. I was like, yes, yes. And no, you can't know. And how come your husband didn't come up and ask? We're not going to get into that. On that bombshell, let's get into today's question, brought to you by our friend Johnny Spiva. By the way, hope you're doing well, man.
He's a good dude.
Forgot to mention, if you want to check out those drone mapping classes, just go to our website, scroll down, you'll see that little circle, click events, then click learn more, and you'll see all the upcoming mapping classes. Check it out today, droneu.education.
Good day, Paul and Rob. This is Johnny from San Diego. Today is January 18, 2019, and I've been looking for a Phantom 4 Pro 2.0. I checked on the DJI website. They don't have any available for sale. And then I stopped by a DJI store yesterday and they told me that they're getting word that there won't be any more Phantom 4 Pro 2.0s that will be sent to them. They have like a limited number now. So I'm trying to find out, do your contacts, what's going on with the Phantoms? Are they planning to possibly go up to a 5? I'm just trying to find out what's really going on, because I'm thinking about purchasing one and I'm not getting clear information. All right, you have a good day. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks, Johnny. Good to hear from you. You can ask your question at AskDroneU.com. You know, I'm looking here on Amazon even, just looking for a V2, and the only time I see it, it says used offers.
Ah.
So on Amazon, it looks like you can only find used V2s. So definitely a shortage here. What's going on?
Well, we did talk about this in our news episodes, which make sure you catch the news episode every Friday from Ask Drone U with partnership with Drone DJ. I will say this has been known for quite a while, Rob, and it's also been brought up even at the NTSB training. Someone asked me, they're like, hey, Paul, if I just go buy a Phantom 4 Advanced, is that the same thing as a P4 Pro? And I was like, well, you can still map with it. You're just not going to have the side obstacle avoidance, which frankly, in most cases, as long as you conduct your mapping workflow correctly and find the MOCA of the area, you won't need it. Hmm. And he was just like, wow, that's a really good point. And literally during the training, it was either Bill or someone else had literally went out and bought all the rest of the Phantoms that were at Best Buy. They're like $800.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
the Phantom Advanced?
P4 Advanced. So just to clarify, guys, if you are doing mapping, the key here is having that global shutter. In order to have a global shutter, we're looking at a Phantom 4 Pro version 2, and clearly those are not available. What are our other alternatives? Very simple. Phantom 4 Pro works just fine. In fact, I prefer it over the version 2. Flies a little bit nicer and more aggressive for my standards. And if you haven't flown with me, then you may not be familiar with what I'm talking about. But you can also use a Phantom 4 Advanced. Isn't that neat? And it is a great backup tool. It is something great that still works very, very well. Has a global shutter. Is going to get done everything you need to get done. Just don't buy the plus version with the remote. Just get a regular remote. That way you can use third-party applications much easier. And I think that solves the problem. Johnny asked the question. He's like, hey, there are no Phantom 4 Pro version 2s left over. Does that mean a new Phantom is coming out? I mean, how are the regular drone users supposed to respond to that kind of news, Rob?
Stands to reason. I don't think they're getting out of the drone business, right?
True.
So
I'm sure a new Phantom is on the horizon. In fact, I'm surprised we haven't seen one yet. But then that begs the question of, well, what's going to be in that Phantom 5? Frankly, no one really knows, right? And I'm sure we'll get more information as NAB and that conference comes around. Mm-hmm. Maybe DJI will do their own press release on their next drone. Maybe they'll do it at NAB. Who knows? NAB would make sense. It's all about cinematographers, videographers, and news agencies / broadcasters, which it would make sense. Not sure if that's going to happen, though. I mean, DJI has changed things, literally last minute, so that all reporting that had gone out was kind of like wrong.
Well, so I think they're actually getting pretty good at kind of throwing loops to people, right? So you went to Manhattan, and that was about the Pocket.
And we were thinking it was going to be about the Mavic 2 Thermal, which ended up being the Mavic 2 Enterprise Dual.
Right, which came out later,
literally 3 weeks later.
But without the fanfare of an event like Manhattan.
Yeah, right? I don't get it.
So,
the Osmo Pocket is like more consumer based. It's supposed to take on the GoPro market, all that. In fact, I'm doing a video coming out soon that I love using the Osmo Pocket. It's great. It's super fast. But when you actually get all the accessories to use it as a true Osmo, the price is jacked up so much. It's not worth it. You might as well buy a Ronin S. Like literally. Yes, it's not as portable. But if you're really a professional, like I'm using the Ronin S like literally on every trip I go on now.
Is that right? Well, yeah. I mean, I think a professional isn't going to want the Pocket. I mean, that's something like for me at my daughter's volleyball tournament, right? And
by
it was
the way,
fantastic
how'd that go?
For that. It was great. Yeah.
You watch the footage?
I have not watched the footage.
So then we don't know how the footage has come out yet.
We don't, but it was really easy to use. And everybody that I saw wanted one. Right?
Really?
What is that? Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, got all kinds of questions about what is that? Where do you get that? Because, I mean, obviously it looks very cool. It's that little sort of miniature gimbal, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of that thing. It's pretty awesome. So there was a lot of interest and intrigue, but I have not looked at the footage yet.
It's so funny. Whenever I show someone the Osmo Pocket, I literally just say, watch the lens. I'm going to show you how this is different from GoPro. And I literally just move my arm like this in a seesaw motion, and the camera doesn't move at all. And they're like, whoa. Like, yeah. Literally.
Yeah. It's pretty astonishing. The one thing I will say that was disappointing was keeping the connection to my phone. And we had talked about that. You
that
had
is
mentioned.
That is a major failure point.
It is. To the point where I ended up just using the little itty bitty screen, right? Mm-hmm. So I could just see that I was pointing it in the right direction. I didn't use any of the functions that my phone would have added to it. It wasn't worth it. It was too much of a pain in the butt. But that's okay. I still got what I needed out of it.
Yeah. Again.
So it was still cool.
I think I love DJI and I love what they're doing. Osmo Pocket. I mean, I was really excited at the beginning, but after using it, I'm like, I see the purpose of this, but the flexibility is rather weak. But we're not here to talk about the Osmo Pocket.
No, we kind of did there for a little bit. That's all right.
Well, it is all right. But to answer the question, is a Phantom 5 coming out soon? Frankly, we don't know. You can make your own decision, clearly,
it's either
on
that
what's going to happen.
Phantom 4 Pro version 3.
You know what I
right?
would... You know what,
something's coming out.
You know what I would love to see out of a Phantom? I would love to see... a Phantom with interchangeable lenses and a much larger sensor with global shutter, a strobe built on top, and potentially an accessory for a light. I mean, if I really wanted, okay, if I really wanted everything, right, I would say we need to create a Phantom 5 Enterprise and just call it the Phantom 5 and literally make it a dual camera with a 336 or no, 640p sensor by FLIR, and a 20 megapixel global shutter camera to do some real mapping, like some real good stuff.
Real good stuff. What about the RTK? That make that obsolete all of a sudden?
No, not really. By the way, I'm still playing with that base station. I think that there we might be able to get garnish more use out of that base station, but working with Jason to figure out if that's true or not.
Cool.
And hopefully our Phantom 4 RTK will come in soon. You know what did come in soon, and I'm just going to mention this before we end the show.
Ooh.
Our new GCP landing pads finally arrived. We are already about 60-65% sold out, but we are going to sell these and we are ordering more because people love them. In fact, someone asked me today, can you overnight mine? And I'm like, well, it's like $200 in shipping. And if you're willing to pay that, I'll do whatever you want.
Yes, we we cover $20 of shipping. The rest is yours. Anyways, yeah, it is exciting that they're in and there has been a lot of demand for them and I'm excited to have people use them and get feedback on that.
In fact, it reminds me, I need to send the set to Pix4D. Pix4D wants them too. So I think that speaks volumes.
Sweet.
So anyway, that's going to do it for us today. If you want the GCP landing pads, check them out on the website and I'll have Rob attach the link on this show so you can get them. Thanks for your questions, guys. Really appreciate it. And hope you have a good one. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.